Jesus never really appreciated. When Jesus was no longer with them and they felt as sheep without a shepherd, they began to see how they might have brought gladness to his heart. They no longer cast blame on Mary, but on themselves. Oh, if they could have taken back their censure, presenting the poor as more worthy of the gift than Christ. They felt the reproof keenly as they took from the cross the bruised body of their Lord. Today, few appreciate all that Christ is to them. If they did, the great love of Mary would be expressed. Nothing would be thought too costly to give for Christ, no self-denial or self-sacrifice too great to be endured for his sake. The word spoken in indignation, to what purpose is this waste? Brought vividly before Christ the greatest sacrifice ever made, the gift of himself as the propitiation for a lost world. From a human point of view, the plan of salvation is a wanton waste of mercies and resources. Well may the heavenly host look with amazement on the human family who refused to be enriched with the boundless love expressed in Christ. Well may they exclaim, "Why this great waste?" But the atonement for a lost world was to be full, abundant, and complete. Christ's offering could not be restricted so as not to exceed the number who would accept the gift. The plan of redemption is not a waste because it does not accomplish all that its liberality has provided for. There must be enough and to spare. Simon the host was surprised at the conduct of Jesus, and he said in his heart, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." Because Christ allowed this woman to approach him, because he did not indignantly spurn her as one whose sins were too great to be forgiven, because he did not show that he realized she had fallen, Simon was tempted to think that Christ was not a prophet. But it was Simon's ignorance of God and of Christ that led him to think as he did.